We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now to talk about Odell, the Browns, everything NFL, our buddy Sean Salisbury, AM790 in Houston. He's with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Sean, let's begin with Odell, because obviously he had the whole watch thing in week one, which was silly. In this game, he gets sent out of the game on third and goal to change his visor. It seemed like the timing was pretty stupid from the officials. I don't know why that happened, but Odell continues to treat himself as if he's a victim. Do you find him to be a victim at all? Is the league picking on Odell Beckham Jr.?
Well, I think that at certain times, you know, when a guy is, I don't know if flashy is the right word, he's a brilliant football player. He's had some baggage isn't the right word either, but, you know, had a little bit of, you know, controversy or some, you know, people talk about what happened in New York or going out on the boat, all those things and wanting out of New York, you know, those things that go along with it. He's had a little bit of that's hovered around him a bit. Within the rule that you got to be a clear visor, isn't that the rule?
Yes.
In the rule. So
yes.
Here's what, listen, now the timing of it, could they have waited till after the series and said, dude, don't come back out until you change the color of your visor? Probably. I don't understand why the uniform police didn't tell them that pregame.
Yep.
I
mean, that's true.
That's their job. I mean, if they're not doing their job, why is that a problem? They should have walked around like they do in the day when, you know, you'd be standing on the field and they say, you're not going to wear those socks during the game, are you? When you'd have different socks on for pregame or whatever it was. So the uniform police, that's their job. So getting picked on, I think guys like that are always going to have a little extra set of eyeballs to them. Of course. Is he the victim? Absolutely not. A lot of the stuff right. that some of the guys that are, you know, talkers or that wear a watch that's 195 grand or whatever it was, 300 grand on the market, 195 grand retail, the people are going to watch him a little different, and some of it's self-inflicted. It is. And, you know, I love Odell Beckham. I think he's a great player, as witnessed by his incredible home run hitter speed, and when he's got the ball in his hands, the one-handed catch, great things happen. Victim, no. A set of eyes to him a little bit more. People pay a little more attention. It's like that guy it's on the other side. It's like a guy, if you're a guy who's constantly holding on offense or has a little reputation for maybe doing, they're going to watch you a little different. They're going to watch Baker a little different because Baker in the press conference is going to talk a little different. That's him. So, no, he's not a victim. If you got to abide by the rules, man. If yours is dark,
right.
And they say, take the visor off, then put a clear visor on and deal with it. You're not the victim. You don't deserve special treatment. There's 1,500 dudes in the league. You're a great player. The treatment you deserve is when you go put the treatment on the players and endorsements and the fans that, you know, all their love and acknowledgement and praise and the media telling you how great you are. But you don't deserve to get a different colored visor if everybody else the rules for you. I've never understood why a player thinks they're the victim when the rules for you. Was the timing wrong? Yeah. If I was the official, I said, hey, after this series, dude, go take it off. No big deal. You wouldn't have missed it. So the timing, the referees like to do that. They want to make sure they show you their power. Victim, absolutely not. Some of it's self-inflicted. Move it. It's just simple. Now, he handled the interview after the game, you know, or in the press conference asked about what Greg Williams said properly, you know, move on. I'm not going to, you know, I like that. But he's going to have sets eye. He's got to know that, too. When you're that great a player and you talk and you're excitable and you're emotional, people are going to do that. But they could have waited till the series was over and then got him off. But it is a rule. If your visor's not right, then you got to change your visor. You don't deserve special treatment, just like nobody else in the league does.
Sean Salisbury's with us. Sean, Baker Mayfield through two games is statistically one of the worst quarterbacks in football. Two touchdowns, four interceptions, quarterback rating's not great. Now, we know he's not one of the worst quarterbacks in football, but he's off to kind of a rough start. What do you make of it? Is it the new offense? Is it Freddie Kitchens, you know, having to deal with more playmakers? Is it having Odell Beckham and you're holding onto the ball a little too long because you're trying to make sure you can find him? I think there's a lot that goes into it, but I'm curious your thoughts as a former quarterback.
I'm with you. I think it's a combination. And they, as a full team, they beat a Jets team, and they should have.
Yeah.
If anybody, and I don't need to preface this, but I'm going to anyway, anybody that's listened to this show and follows me on Twitter or follows my show know of the regard I hold the Cleveland Browns football team in this year and their fans as, you know, deserving of good football and what they got this offseason. But let's face facts. They ain't sniffed how good they're supposed to be.
That's
we know.
Correct.
I'm not sure the identity. I'm not sure what they're trying to do. I'd like them to take a few more shots. Hey, they beat they were going to beat the Jets regardless. But I got to see more. Maybe they need to challenge themselves more. Maybe they need to go back to being the guy who's chasing as opposed to feeling like they're the chasee now, because they are the ones now with Ben out. Even before then, they were the most hyped team in the National Football League. And I believe, and I told you guys on this, that they were going to live up to the hype. For the first two games, they haven't. And they, as good football players and smart judges of themselves, don't need to hear from a fan or media that they're not living up to it. All they got to do is watch the film. And they're not as urgent as I expected. The pressure and the urgency to attack, the attack mode. And now I love what Myles Garrett's doing. He's got to back off on some of the penalties. But I love what they're doing. But offensively, so Baker, I've looked at it. The mechanics don't seem to have changed. Maybe there's a little bit of a – when I watched him last year, while he plays with urgency, maybe a slow down a little bit, slow his mind down. And there is a tendency, guys. I've been on teams with Chris Carter and Steve Largent, and I've talked to guys who've been on teams. There is a tendency to think, I got this guy, so let me give it an extra look or an extra hold or an extra split second. And the truth is, Beckham's going to get his, but Jarvis needs to get his too, because he's a really good player. See, I'm one of those guys who thinks Jarvis Landry should catch 110 balls every year. I mean, he's that good. And you know, so I think it's just time to settle in. Guys, I hear people all the time, oh, this guy's great, this team sucks. We're 2 weeks in. So have they lived up to our expectations? Absolutely not. And if anybody on that football team says they have as a team, they're lying to themselves. But I think the Browns know themselves better and will judge themselves even harsher than we will. They haven't lived up to it. They're 1-1. They should win the division. And I know Baltimore's good, but I'm still not telling you. Baltimore's got to prove to me they can sustain this against good teams. Cleveland's got to prove to me they can get out of this. And now that the hype's settled in and the talk, now start going back to the chip on your shoulder instead of being the guy who's celebrating in the offseason of all the good stuff. Now it's time to go back and play with the chip on your shoulder, because people now are talking the other way about you.
Yeah.
They're saying you're not as good as we thought you were, and I'm not buying it yet.
Yeah, we agree with everything you just said. You're right on the money with all of that, Sean. No doubt about it. Sean Salisbury, AM 790. And now what's great is we get some real tests, right? The Browns, if you look at their schedule, they've got the Rams this week on Sunday Night Football at home. And then after that, they go to Baltimore, then go to San Francisco, who's played pretty well so far, and then Seattle at home at New England. These next 5 weeks will give us a really good feel to just how good this team is.
That is an outstanding point. Where you, like I said, hey, when people say, well, they haven't played anybody, but you still got to execute. They're grown men getting paid, too, on the other team. But let's face facts. The personnel they're about to face in the next 5 weeks is completely different. The teams they're about to face have quarterbacks that can flat-ass play. You get sacked two or three times, or you turn over an interception. The teams they're about to play the next 5 weeks turn that into points.
Yep.
They don't play amateur hour like the Jets and not going to move the football past mid. They're not going to be able to move the ball. The rest of them are. Russ Wilson. We have Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady. They can move. And the kid in Baltimore, he's playing pretty good football too. So, and Lamar. So you're talking, this is, at the end of seven games, we're going to have a damn good idea if what we all thought about them is real. Or if this is, they just couldn't quite live up to it. I think I know, and I do believe that with the competition gets harder, the Cleveland Browns are going to play better, and the sense of urgency will go up, and Baker will play. Because this inaccuracy you're seeing from Baker, that's not him. He's not a 55, 60% guy. He's a 66 to 68% guy, 65. That's where he lives. This is the aberration. I do believe they're going to get better, and I do believe they're going to give those 5 weeks everything they can handle, but they better be prepared to play both sides of the ball, or they'll go 2-3 on this trip, on these five games. They can go 4-1. They can go 5-1. They're going to compete, but they have got to play better football. They'll be in trouble, and they know it.
All right, Sean, this weekend obviously starts this tough stretch with the Rams coming to town. Sunday Night Football. Browns haven't played on Sunday Night Football in a long time. It's going to be wild down at First Energy Stadium here, as it is a home game. I'm nervous about this game. I really am. The Browns haven't given me a lot of reasons to be optimistic about them winning this game. Can they win, and how do they do it?
You know who the Browns are right now?
Don't know.
You're feeling like the Rams did 2 years ago, and sure, 3 years ago when Sean McVay got there.
Yeah.
You know, that, oh, man, Rams have struggled. Jeff Fisher's struggling. Now you guys got players. They had players. And look at what Sean McVay's done to their team. I'm talking about and get players to completely turn around, and they've made a commitment off season during the season to do this. You should be nervous. I understand. I am too. And I'm a California guy because they've got people on defense that can disrupt you. The best football player in the league plays for the Rams. And that ain't Tom Brady, and it ain't Russ Wilson. It's Aaron Donald. That's your best football player. I'm talking about just full football playing Jesse. That's what he is. So you got that. And you got an offense that has been to the playoffs, and a team that's been to the playoffs and the Super Bowl the last 2 years. See, they believe they're coming in to beat that ass. That's what they believe. Because they've been down the road of being laughed at and then being laughed with. And now coming off the sting of kind of getting pushed around in the Super Bowl where the quarterback didn't play well. But they've got weapons at every position. They're, you know, when you talk about power rankings, they're in the top five. So you're going to have to – I would treat this as if, you know, this is a single elimination playoff, even though it's not. But you have to be that precise because McVay's going to dial stuff up to get you in a position that he's going to try to find your weakness and go for blood. And they are able to execute. And this is also a team that's good enough to overcome a turnover on the road and still beat you. They've proven it. So the Browns fans need to come out. The dog pound needs to be as loud as it was when Bernie Kosar played. And I cannot wait to see it because we've been waiting for this Cleveland at-home primetime game when they're relevant for a long time. And the relevance starts this weekend because the Rams don't mess around. This is a really, really good football team.
Sean, last thing, Eli Manning getting benched. Ben Roethlisberger is out for the year. Drew Brees is out for half the season. Cam Newton may not play this week. The Jets are down to their third. Quarterbacks are dropping like flies, Sean. What do you make of all this?
Well, you know, unfortunate luck. Hence why you better in this league, guys. And you'll see if all of a sudden Teddy Bridgewater plays average football with their schedule, they're not going to make the playoffs. When Drew comes back, there's 6-7 weeks. They'll be down. Teddy has to play well. He's got a really good team, so that helps. But
yep.
All the more important reason why you got to pay or you got to. There's not many teams that have a backup quarterback. Maybe 5 or 6. You can trust 5-6 weeks to win games for you. Teddy can. You look at Josh McCown can. So it's tough, man. It's tough. So it's a little bad luck. It's unfortunate. The NFL hates it when their stars go down. Two of their biggest ones in Brees and Roethlisberger. And Ben will play next year, and he'll be healthy, and Brees will come back and play this year. The one about Eli, and in truth, guys, as much as I love the Manning family and Eli, 16 years, he's been given every opportunity. They're not very good. It's not just his fault. But it was time for Daniel Jones. There's no time. Yep. When people say he deserved better, what do you mean he deserved better?
That's ridiculous.
At times when they were struggling, they still gave him a chance. You know what? It's time for Daniel Jones. 16 years worth. He's got. We don't give going away parties in football. We only got 16 of them. Eli's had a marvelous, probably Hall of Fame career. It's time to make that switch because there is no good time to bench a 16-year NFL veteran who's got 2 Super Bowl MVPs and 2 rings. But now's the time to do it. It's never good. But some star quarterbacks, and that's why the backup, and that's why the other guy and the rest of the team is so important.
Sean, good stuff as always, man. We appreciate the time.
Enjoy.
Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate you guys.
Thanks,
Sean. So much. Good luck this week.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.